We put the bucket down, empty bucket, put it in there and hang it down there, nice and cool, all right? So, in process, about the sewing and all this and that, well, the girl, she wrote that, took it to school and handed it in. A day or two later, the teacher called her and said, "Jerry, come here. Your theme." And this, put some milk with it, a few drops of vanilla and sugar, and it's almost like having a milkshake. Only it's a fig shake.
Have you always drunk coffee most of your life?
Well, as a child, I didn't. And adult on, I did. And at the courthouse, we had a habit. We had coffee break, you know. We'd go downtown to a cafe or a coffee shop, morning and evening, 15 minutes, and have our coffee. And I used to drink sugar and cream in it, and I still like it that way. But our old doctor, I felt kind of bad on stomach, kind of irpy-like and all this and that. I went to him and he checked me over and talked to me. He says, "Well, he's old family doctor. He brought in both of my children in this world, so on. Pretty good old doctor." And he said, "Well, Swears, I tell you, I can't find anything particular wrong with him. No reason for it. And I seem like your gall is all right. Sometime in the spring of year, you know, your gall don't adjust like we are here, this type of climate, to change from one extreme to another." And he says, "Do you drink coffee?" That's the last thing he had on his mind. I asked him. I said, "Yeah, how do you drink it?" I says, "Cream and sugar." "Okay, boy," he says, "cut that cream and sugar out. That's like poison. It's the worst thing you can drink at coffee. And see how you get along." And I did, and nothing, everything all right from there on out. And ever since, I've been drinking it black. I can see it here, I couldn't see that in public. I'm like my brother-in-law now. He says, "I like my coffee like I like my women, black and hot." Anyhow, he says that heat, that hot coffee, that heat has a reaction on that cream. It breaks it into something, whatever he said. And then the sugar to boot, there's a double reaction there. And that's what caused a lot of people a lot of trouble. And ever since, and that's been 20 years ago, I've always drank it black.
Have you ever heard any other terms used by people around here to mean black coffee? Instead of or saying, "Give it to me black," they might say something else. Mean the same thing?
Just coffee, huh?
You ever heard anybody say, "Give it to me straight"?
Yeah, straight, yeah.
Ever heard anybody say barefooted?
No.
Have you ever smoked?
I smoked for about 30 years. And 6 years ago, I believe it is now, my boy smoked. I didn't think he'd ever smoke. I used to smoke a pipe for a long time. We'd be riding along, he'd just spit and cough and do everything else. And I said, "Well, good. He'll possibly never smoke," but he did, you know, after he got high school age. He had to be smart like the rest of them, smoked. And I told him, on New Year's Eve, and his wife, Georgie, she smokes.